I'm Jackie Sharkey from Mulladuffin in Donegal, and I've known Daniel for a long time. I've been playing music since I was at school in Scotland, and been playing music in Donegal and beyond since way back then. And one of my venues that I played in was the Viking House Hotel as a teenager, and entertained many's the person on the pilgrimage to Kincastle. Me and my keyboard, yeah, those were great days. So those were the days where Daniel would come in and come up and sing a few songs, and I would back him on the keyboard, and he would keep everybody entertained. He used to get up for maybe an hour at a time, you know. He wasn't precious about it at all, and yeah, everybody loved him. And of course, in those days, like, everyone used to come every year as well to Daniel's mother's house, to Julia's house in Kincastle, for the tea. The tea and the buns and the sandwiches. And the queues would be right up, you know. I mean, it was unbelievable the amount of people that would come for that day, and he would be there, and you know, with a word for everyone, you know. We're very proud of Daniel here, you know. He's really, you know, he's certainly publicised West Donegal in particular, and Donegal in a very big way. He's always been a big feature in the festivals here, the Maeve and Dunlow Festival. Unfortunately, the last couple of years now, we haven't had it. But hopefully now next year it'll be normal again. Back to the festival spirit, because it is just wonderful. I don't know how well known the festival is, but it is amazing for anyone who I still run around the streets like a teenager, as the sergeant reminded me last year. and of course Daniel still plays at that festival, and he now has the TV show Opula Daniel and TG Cahir as well. I was very lucky to be performing on that. It was a couple of years ago now, on their contemporary country show, with Donna Taggart and a singer from Northern Ireland called Niamh McGlinchey. So that was nice, and I did a wee duet with Daniel. We did a song that was written by Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington, called Rock and Roll Kids. It was won the Eurovision Song Contest, so that was good fun. Daniel, although he doesn't own the Viking House anymore, and his mother sadly has passed away, he's still very much a big presence here, and still very much part of our community. And he'll appear for shows whenever they're on, you know. And hopefully, as I say, when things open up again, where we have the gigs, he'll be back as strong as ever.